Om Shanti, good morning. Today's magic of blessings, 31st May 2018, today is Thursday. So the blessing is, may you be a true server and have a temperament of happiness by constantly eating Dilkhush Toli, that is happy heart Toli, and giving it to others too. May you be a true server and have a temperament of happiness by constantly eating Dilkhush Toli, happy heart Toli, and giving it to others too. Explanation: those who eat Dilkhush Toli every day at Amrit Vela remain happy all day, and others also become happy when they see them. This Dilkhush Toli makes any situation a small thing. It makes a mountain into cotton wool. So always have the awareness that you are the ones who eat Dilkhush Toli and who give it to others too. Even a tearful situation, let your mind always be happy, and you will then be said to have a temperament of happiness. Service will then take place through your face. Your face will reveal the personality of knowledge. Your face will reveal the personality of knowledge. So today Baba is talking about Dilkhush Toli, and he is saying those who eat Dilkhush Toli every day at Amrit Vela remain happy all day, and others also become happy when they see them. This Dilkhush Toli makes any situation a small thing. We all must have experienced one thing, that whenever we have a powerful Amrit Vela, the day goes very well that day. And no matter what situation, what problem comes in our life, we are able to face that. And as Baba is saying, mountain becomes into a cotton wool. And we are ready to face the situation when we have a powerful Amrit Vela. And the day we see that Amrit Vela was not so powerful, or it was just that we sat for 45 minutes or half an hour, we know that if something is going to happen in the day, we won't be able to face it. So like Baba actually prepares us at Amrit Vela, and he actually gives us a shield, a protective shield at Amrit Vela, which protects us against Maya and different challenging situations which will come in the day. So Baba is telling, eat Dilkhush Mitai, Dilkhush Toli. So I was just thinking, what could this Toli stand for? So T stands for tolerance. It makes us tolerant to people. It makes us tolerant to situations. It makes us tolerant to all the challenges which are going to come throughout the day when we eat this Dilkhush Toli. So we become more tolerant. Second is O, Toli, no? So O. O stands for obedience. When we have a good Amrit Vela and a good yoga, we become more obedient. We become more strong in following the Srimad that day. And Baba gives us that power to follow the Srimad, so that all codes and conducts of Brahmin life we face, we follow it. And when we follow the codes and conducts of Brahmin life, obviously Baba protects us from Maya. And Baba is also happy with us, and we are also happy with ourselves. So O stands for obedient. L, Toli, L, lovable. At Amrit Vela, when we connect to that ocean of love, to that Supreme, all His love showers on us, and we are filled with love. And now, throughout the day, we are ready to spread that love to everybody. Even if somebody is not cooperative with me, even if somebody is not behaving well with me, still, when I have connected to that ocean of love, I am ready to give love to everybody. So no matter what happens, I am still ready to give love to everyone. So I become more lovable. And I stands for independent. When you have good connection with that Supreme Soul, you become independent, dependent on the self. We are not dependent on others. We don't ask for things from others. As Baba has told many times, that fill yourself with so much love with God at Amrit Vela, that throughout the day, you don't need to become beggars to ask from others. So you become more independent. So TOLI, T stands for tolerance, O stands for making us more obedient, L, it makes us more lovable, and I, it makes us more independent. And as Baba says, that when you remain happy all day, others also become happy when they see them. This Dilkhush TOLI makes any situation a small thing. So when we are happy, everybody around us is also happy. It's like a perfume. You know? If I apply that perfume, everybody gets that fragrance. And once Dadiji had told, that see that air hostess, she gives the artificial smile. And when we look at her artificial smile, we also smile. So that is, that time Dadi had mentioned that do that seva for that second and have that smile on your face so that you do seva. So remain happy. And when we do powerful Amrit Vela, we become very stable and unshakable throughout the day. So we know that. And lot of positivity come in us. You see two people, one person who has a powerful Amrit Vela and another person who had okay Amrit Vela or not so okay. The one who has powerful Amrit Vela is actually charged with positivity, is actually very optimistic throughout the day, no matter whatever comes. Like Baba is saying, no mountain becomes a cotton wool. So some situation will come in any department, whoever is working, any problem will come. But this person will be so positively charged that he'll be able to face that situation with lot of optimism. And then Baba is saying, so always have the awareness that you are the ones who eat Dilkhush TOLI and who give it to others too. So we also have to eat this Dilkhush TOLI and we have to give it to others also. So this happiness, this zeal and enthusiasm in Brahmin life. Like upcoming Sunday, Murli Baba has spoken that Brahmin life is of zeal and enthusiasm. And at confluence age, if somebody doesn't have zeal and enthusiasm, then the entire kalpa you will not have that zeal and enthusiasm. So that zeal and enthusiasm should be there in us. Then the next line says, even in a tearful situation, let your mind always be happy and you will be said to have a temperament of happiness. Service will then take place through your face. So even in a tearful situation, even when we are in a very painful situation, Baba says to be happy. So then only you'll be said to have a temperament of happiness. Now since we have an ongoing series about Mamma, so there is a incident where everyone of us know that Mamma suffered from cancer of breast, and she had a lot of pain. And the whole night Mama was awake with that pain. And the sister who was accompanying Mama, she asked in the morning Mama, that Mama, you really had pain, no? So you suffered so much. So what Mama replied, Mama said, no. Mama took it so positively and Mama had really that smiling face. And Mama said that pain actually connected me to Baba so much. So I would be thankful to this disease that it made me connected to my PU. So that was Mama's experience with the disease. Now see, cancer pains are so difficult. And really, a person will literally have tears in eyes. But Mama really had that happiness on face. So this is one. And once what happened, there was a child who went to Baba and that child had abdominal pain in the stomach. So she said, Baba, I have pain in abdomen. So Baba said, you have pain in your stomach? No, why it is shown on your face? You don't have pain on the face? No, it is in the stomach. So let it be there. So what Baba taught children, that if it is there, it should not come on the face. And that's how it does services. So no matter how much Like in Sakar Murli, if you remember a few days back, there was a point that no matter how much powder or cream or Vaseline you put, but the actual beauty is in purity. Actual beauty is in that happiness which we have within us, which is reflected on the face. So that's what Baba is saying. And as we know, our dadis also, even when they are suffering from some problem, they are actually not feeling it, and their body is also doing service. So that's what. And I remember one example of Dadi, Manorindra Dadi. She was admitted, and see how their diseases also becomes fun 2 years later on. And the sisters who were taking care of Dadi, so Dadi had to walk. She was told to mobilize out of bed, and Dadi was reluctant to do it. So sisters really pulled Dadi and said, "No, Dadi, you have to walk." And then Dadi walked few steps and she sat down on the floor. And then Dadi said, "See, now you will get shouting, no, because I sat down on the floor. So now immediately get a bed sheet." And then sisters ran and got a bed sheet, and Dadi told them, "Now put me on the bed sheet." And then the sisters put Dadi on bed sheet, and then Dadi said, "Now hold all the four corners and take me inside the room." So see how painful situations also they were really happy and enjoying that. So this is one incident. And as we know, Jagdish Bhaiji, when he was suffering from that pain, and in Hindi he used to bring out that voice, who. So some brother asked, "Bhaiji, you are in pain, no?" So Bhaiji said, "No, I am actually doing Swaman Abhyas. So I am saying, Master Sarvashaktivan Hu. That means I am Master Almighty Authority. So who, he is actually saying that I am doing Swaman practice, self-respect practice I am doing." So these are some of the incidents where these are some tearful situations, but if you see these jewels, how they have overcome them. So Baba says, even in a tearful situation, let your mind always be happy, and you will then be said to have a temperament of happiness. Service will then take place through your face, and your face will reveal the personality of knowledge. Then, if you see these incidents, this tells us that these jewels knew knowledge very properly in their mind, that accounts are settling. The knowledge of drama was very properly in their mind, that no, we don't have to cry on this. My accounts are getting settled. It is drama which is happening, and everything is beneficial in the drama. And that shows the personality of knowledge. So this is today's blessing. Om Shanti.